There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, he's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and we have with us Dr. Fred Grover. Dr. Grover has been with us several times over the past several years because of his expertise in anti-aging. He integrates his care with those who are suffering from or worried about having Alzheimer's, dementia, that sort of thing. Well, maybe I could turn this around, Fred. There's a new dimension to the treatment of dementia, is there not? And Alzheimer's, aren't the things that we know about what goes on in the brain and what creates these problems rapidly expanding almost on a daily basis?
There is. There's lots of different approaches these days, and I think the key take-home point is there's not a monotherapy that's out there. The drug companies would love you to believe that Aricept and Namenda are the key ways to treat this, but really it's a multifactorial approach that involves looking at hormone balancing, nutrition, lifestyle, supplements, et cetera, to really get your brain in an optimal functioning state and to even reverse some of the mild cognitive impairment or early symptoms of Alzheimer's disease.
When you talk, Ken wants to get into the nitty-gritty of the doctor talk with the two of you. I want him to take over in a moment, but I was curious about what you just said about hormone balance. When you say that, what specifically does it make a difference whether you're a man or a woman in terms of getting Alzheimer's or dementia, the different circumstances that might set up? Because when you talk about hormone balance, with me, Ken and I actually have been talking this week about my hormone balance, testosterone, estrogen, and the fact that they can be out of balance. How do you apply that?
That's a great question. There is a great study out of Italy that looked at hormone balancing and found that by balancing estrogen in women, there's approximately a 30% reduction in Alzheimer's disease. Really? We've not done a big trial on men yet to be able to support it in our sex, but I would definitely be assured that testosterone balancing is going to be fairly equally helpful.
What does that mean, though? Balancing it in what regard? What do people need to know about their testosterone levels and where they ought to be in order to not have the problems of Alzheimer's and dementia?
We don't have an exact figure on how well balanced your hormones need to be, whether it's male or female. But in my practice, I like to balance guys, for example, to the range of where a 30-year-old would be. Sometimes guys feel a little bit better at a 20-year-old just testosterone level. But it really kind of depends on the symptomatic improvement of the individual and where we're going. And when we're talking about numbers for guys, I like to get the total testosterone ideally up to 800 or higher. I like to see the pre-testosterone in the upper quartile of normal. And then I like to see the estrogen definitely less than 50, ideally between about 20 and 30 on our estradiol level.
So let me ask you this. Ken and I were talking this week because my testosterone level is now, and there's a balance here, Ken. Maybe I'm happy to use myself as a guinea pig because I think we learn from our personal experiences. So men, if you know what your testosterone level is, listen to this carefully. If you don't, you ought to know what it is. But there were two things, Ken, that we were talking about this week, two different numbers. There was one, and I had the information right here handy by because I was going to ask you some other things about it. But you were concerned about the testosterone level being above, but it wasn't 800. It was a different number measured in a different way.
Yours wasn't your testosterone. You had your, and I didn't order this in you, but you had another physician order your DHEA, and it was it was very high. It was way off the scale. And then you had your estradiol measured by another physician, and that, too, was high off the scale.
So what's the difference between that number and the number that you're talking about, Fred?
Yeah, great question. DHEA is primarily secreted by the adrenal glands, and when I see a high level like that, I usually think that somebody's taking some exogenous or taking a supplement of DHEA.
Exactly. That's what Ken said. Stop taking the supplement. So, yeah, okay, stop with the adrenal
Thanks,
supplement.
Thanks, Fred. Two votes are better than one.
So that's usually the issue. Now, if you find it and somebody says, hey, I'm not taking any DHEA, then I consider doing an adrenal CT or MRI to see if they have an adrenal adenoma. But here's the reality on DHEA. If you take it prior to going in to get your blood work, it's always going to be pretty high. I think you want to have it the day before, not the morning of when you do your level, because you're always going to get this false elevation mm-hmm. in the morning. So next time you just might want to repeat it and see what
that happened, Ken, to the other thing, because I've been taking these supplements that this guy told me to take. Here's Fred. What I did was go on to I'm on a very rigorous physical regimen, and in order to get on it, I decided I would take a rigorous. Not Ken and I have our yearly physical, but this guy looked at some different things, and I sort of fell for the PR, if you will. And so I went to the clinic and got all the tests, and so Ken says that, you know, that he wouldn't have tested testosterone this way, but what
DHEA?
Yeah.
So we've gotten your testosterone level this year, and it was normal.
Yeah. All right. So the thing that you were just saying was interesting, because I have been taking the testosterone and the DHEA on a daily basis. So if I stop taking it for a while, get a blood test, chances are my levels will become more normal. Is that right?
Well, what
correct or just the timing of it?
What Fred is saying is actually you may need it, but you have to get the blood drawn a little bit away from when you actually swallow it.
Okay, all right. So let's keep going here. Ken, you want to get into the bona fides?
I'd love to drop in here, Fred. I see patients all day as a cardiologist, and what most of them are worried about is losing their mind. You know, they just can't think, they can't remember. And this is an area I know you know something about, and I love the way you take a blended approach to it. Let's do a little role-playing. Let's make believe I'm your patient, and I come to you as a 50-year-old guy, and I'm just not thinking it. This is not me. I'm not concerned, but I see these patients all day, and they just can't think as quickly as they have in the past. They're not remembering certain things, and they're just beginning to get worried. You know, Dr. Ken, give me some reassurance that my brain is still working well. How would you evaluate this patient, and what would you tell them to do going forward?
Great question. I mean, the first thing is to take a thorough history, as we always say, and for me, starting with the lifestyle history in terms of how their work stress is, how their sleep is, and other lifestyle factors. Are they exercising on a daily basis? Are they eating in a healthy way? If they've got issues in terms of sleep, and even if they are not sure if they've got issues with sleep, then we want to address that. One of the big things we want to rule out, particularly in guys, if they're overweight, is sleep apnea. And I'm very vigilant about testing for that, and have my own little device in the office that I can have people do a home sleep study if they're unwilling to go on to the hospital and do a formal one. But first, ruling out sleep apnea, assessing for work-related stress, home stress, because we know that cortisol can really take a hit on the brain and cause brain shrinkage or atrophy. And if we can address that first and foremost, then you know, that would be my first step of analysis. After evaluating lifestyle, exercise, nutrition, then I go into asking about other medical issues. If they've got a history of diabetes or prediabetes, there's definitely an increased risk of Alzheimer's disease, and we want to address that as aggressively as we can. And
this report brought to you by Bank of America, working with four-time now.
Oops, we had a little miss cue there. Yeah. Keep going.
So trying to, optimize diabetic control in my patients that have that condition is critical. Trying to get their hemoglobin A1C, you know, ideally closer to 5.5 or even better is key. Looking at the C-reactive protein or the cardiac C-reactive protein, as I'm sure you do, Ken, all the time in patients, to make sure we've got that optimal, you know, down at one or less. I do look at homocysteine levels, like to see that optimal. And then looking at other blood results such as methyltetrahydrofolate reductase, it's a long word, it's just MTHFR that looks at methylation processes in the body, that can create inflammation and in my mind can be a big contributor to not only depression and anxiety, but oftentimes maybe a contributor to Alzheimer's, and I'm sure we're going to find it down the road. We don't have any big studies on it yet, but I think that's kind of another little element that we can address. And then, of course, looking at hormones, not only sex hormones, but also the thyroid hormones, looking at a cortisol salivary panel, I think is the best way to see how the adrenal health is. And then looking at a growth hormone through a simple IGF-1 test to make sure it's optimal as well. Once we've kind of casted a reasonable net, then I think we can come back to the patient and say, all right, here's what might be going on, and here's where we can move the puck in the right direction for you.
Dr. Fred Grover is with Dr. Ken and me on Good Day Health. We're discussing your brain, how to eliminate or try to alleviate the risk, the problems of Alzheimer's and dementia. That's Dr. Grover's specialty. We continue our conversation in a matter of moments. Should you care to join us, 888-553-7536. You got the problem in your family or you're concerned about it. As Ken said, most of his patients, when they come in at some point in time or another, are going to ask the question, am I to be worried about something like this? There's a lot of misinformation. I find Fred to be the best doctor I know of in this specialty in the country. 18 past the hour on Good Day Health.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with four-time NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion Jeff Gordon. With gas prices at a five-year low, Americans are falling in love with their cars again. But just because gas prices are low, you don't want to pay for something you're not getting. Here's Jeff Gordon.
Did you know you need extra room in your gas tank to allow gasoline to expand? Or that when you top off your tank, the extra gas can evaporate and cause damage to your vehicle's vapor collection system? With some pumps, you could end up paying for gas that doesn't even make it into your tank, as gasoline can get fed back into the station's tanks because your gas tank is full. Want to know the simplest tip of them all when it comes to your car and making your budget go further? Simply use the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn 3% cash back on gas, 2% cash back on grocery store purchases, and 1% cash back on all other purchases. That can go a long way towards stretching your budget.
Grocery store and gas bonus rewards apply to the first $1,500 in combined purchases in these categories each quarter. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn at night. It's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Now 23 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Dr. Fred Grover is here. Dr. Grover is an expert in anti-aging. He integrates in his practice of primary care for those who are interested in not having Alzheimer's and dementia. How do you short-circuit it? He and Ken are working on sort of a project together. So let's pursue the sort of on-air hypothesis, Ken.
Dr. Fred, it's so nice to have a colleague who takes this lifestyle approach as I do. You know, I get my patients in the office, and I want to talk first, not about drugs, not about surgery, but about their diet, their exercise, their activity, their sleep, the stress in their life, their alcohol levels. I want to talk about them knowing their four numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and weight, and I'm so glad to hear you taking that same approach. And we were talking about this hypothetical patient that I see all the time, middle-aged, concerned that they're not thinking as sharply as they have in the past. They may be getting a little bit forgetful. And what should they do? And you were mentioning your approach to that patient. I think it's outstanding. And I was wondering, after you do your history, your physical, do some blood work, when do you start thinking about, or do you think about, imaging any of these patients?
Yeah, great question. I do in patients that have not responded to therapy after I've initiated that, and that's usually after the second appointment and after I've given them a good couple months of hormone balancing, working with nutrition and lifestyle, optimizing their glucose, blood pressure, et cetera. If things aren't improving, if they're still struggling in terms of recall, in terms of just energy and in general, you know, then I will consider doing some neuroimaging, and the imaging I'll look at will either be SPECT imaging or PET scan imaging. We've got a location in Colorado. We're lucky enough to have that close by as well, Seroscan, where we can do both of those or one or the other. And that can yield a fair amount of information in regards to the risk for Alzheimer's, dementia, or traumatic brain injury, other causes of mild cognitive impairment, which could be microvascular related to hyperlipidemia, high blood pressure.
What's that like for a patient? What is it like to go through that? I'm sure a lot of our patients are imagining great terror and horror. Paint us a picture. What is it like to go through one of those scans?
respect image, you know, is a two-phase study, and it does involve a decent amount of time and preparation for it. I think the biggest issue is the fear going into it for the patient in terms of, oh my God, am I going to have findings that have a pattern consistent with Alzheimer's, and what am I going to do if that does occur? But the imaging itself is pretty low-key, just time-consuming. The challenge is getting coverage for that from insurance can be tough, and the out-of-pocket expense can be $3,000 to $4,000 to get either one of these scans. I believe the PET scan.
Yeah, see, this is where I jump in because I've had both of them done. Yeah. I started at Seriscan in Denver, as you were mentioning them. That's how you and I got together. And what the imaging produced wasn't something that I liked, and it wasn't something, or at least the image, when it was read, I didn't like the results or what they read into it. So I had him do a PET scan at Mass General. And it didn't show the same things that the Seriscan thing did. But the good thing about it was it got me to thinking about how to eliminate the possibilities that I might have this later in life.
Have you brought those results back to the Seriscan folks?
What, the ones from MGH?
Correct.
Yeah, I did. Well, I talked to him about it. I haven't gone back to the clinic. That's why I was saying I'm going to take a trip out there, I think, this summer.
I'd love to hear them comment.
Yeah. But it would be very interesting to see the two juxtaposed or maybe just have another test again. And once you get this test done, is it usually conclusive, or do you need to, depending on, let's say, your treatment, you like various supplemental approaches to this, and so if you get onto a routine, let's say you show signs of it, and then you get onto a routine, is it important to get re-imaged?
I think that's a tough question to answer right now. My opinion would be yes, but the interval would probably be about 2 to 3 years following the initiation of therapy to see any significant change there. And for you, you could pick between PET or SPECT imaging, and I think either one would be fine. But I wouldn't do it until a patient had really followed a protocol and had done everything in terms of improving hormones, nutrition, lifestyle, etc. Otherwise, I think you or any other individual would be wasting their money on an expensive scan.
Frank, can you be a little more specific? How can scanning actually change the therapy that the doctor will be providing?
I think that it could serve as a catalyst to say, we're missing something here. There's so many different factors in the development of amyloid plaque and some of the other issues of mild cognitive impairment that are blood flow related that we might be able to glean a little bit more detail to modify our therapy to make it a worthwhile adventure. But I think in most cases, we are going to be able to hopefully identify things by blood work and symptomology and get people on the right path to improve their cognitive performance there. There's a neurologist out of UCLA, Dr. Dale Bredesen, who just published a study, which I was so happy to see because he's doing exactly what I've been doing for, at least 10 years plus.
Let's pick up on it there. Hold on a second. Dr. Fred Grover, who you can get to, by the way, revolutionarymd.com is his web address, revolutionarymd.com. Check that website out. More from Dr. Grover.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's been July with its bent over. neighbor. What are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
After the hour, it's a good day health program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Fred Grover here, whose website is the best place you could possibly imagine to go. Those of you who are worried, concerned, interested, intrigued by the study of the brain, Alzheimer's, dementia, why does your brain go that way? Why do we have so much of a problem? Go to revolutionarymd.com. Revolutionarymd.com. I'm also looking up some of the other research, the UCLA protocol, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this is the best place to start. So Dr. Ken wants to continue with Dr. Grover. And I'm listening to this stuff off air. I've got to make it interesting on the air.
Yeah. Exactly. Dr. Fred and I, we've been going through this hypothetical patient, this middle-aged person who presents to him wondering if they're losing their mind. They just can't remember as well. They can't think as quickly. And Dr. Fred's doing a great job of describing his blended approach to evaluating this patient, how he takes a history, diagnoses the problem. Now let's talk a little bit about treatment. So he does see that there's some aging issues. Let's talk about some of the diagnoses you'll make, Dr. Fred, and then tell us about your treatments.
Yes. So diagnostically, the main thing we want to do is assess any chronic disease conditions that are contributing to the mild cognitive impairments, particularly the diabetes, the high blood pressure, the hyperlipidemia that can create some microvascular inflammation and reduce blood flow. So we want to address that first and foremost. And then lifestyle-wise, we absolutely want to work with them on stress reduction, mindfulness type activities, and then making sure that they're getting a minimum of 30 minutes a day of exercise, and hopefully a little bit of aerobic exercise to really improve that blood flow to the brain. Nutritionally, I want to make sure, again, that they're optimizing nutrition in terms of B vitamins, curcumin, which is a natural anti-inflammatory to the brain, omega-3s.
You like the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet?
I do. I'm a big fan of the Mediterranean diet, and I think for the hypertensive patients, the DASH diet is great, too. And the Mediterranean modified, as I like to call it, you know, minus the high carbohydrates is where I like to steer people. And that tends to work very well to help them lose weight and also to reduce inflammation. I've seen people drop their CRPs, you know, from 15 to 20 down to less than 5 in a couple months, just, you know, changing their diet alone. So it's pretty amazing what we can do there. And then I touched on it just lightly, but balancing the gut is so important too. And there's a test I do called the GIFX by Genova that looks at your stool. It's kind of a gross test, but it looks at the good guys versus the bad guys in your guts. It looks at some of the enzymes, and we're able to see how the diversity is and how the population of the good guys are to see if there's an opportunity to reduce inflammation by improving gut balance, thereby, you know, reducing the cortisol levels and likely helping with your brain health. David Perlmutter just published a recent book really talking about the gut-brain connection and goes into detail on that.
About all the good bacteria and all the bad bacteria.
Yeah, so the bad ones create, you know, the inflammation, and, you know, the idea behind probiotics is to put the good guys in and push the bad guys out, kind of act like a bouncer. But it's not just about probiotics, it's about having a healthy diet, you know, keeping other nutritional factors fairly well optimized. Vitamin D, I feel, is very important in terms of gut balance, too.
Absolutely.
And vitamin D, yeah. Ken talks about vitamin D all the time, Fred, in terms of how we just don't seem to get enough. We're way off. Most Americans are not a little off with vitamin D. They're way off, according to the research that's been done by most, no matter what sort of physician you are. When you look at this stuff, it seems that everybody agrees that we need much more D. And then you have that confusion, if you will, with people. Okay, well, I'm going to go out in the sun. Everybody says, I need to protect myself from the ultraviolet rays of the sun, but in fact, where you get the best vitamin D is from being exposed to the sun, right?
That's right. So, you know, if you're down in sunny Florida, like Ken is, you can get out on your balcony naked if you can do that and get some full body exposure for a good half an hour, and that's what they're recommending now, and that's without sunscreen even. But I think for most of us, that's going to be quite a challenge to do, and taking about 5,000 international units daily will get the majority of us above 50, but some of us will even need as much as 10,000 or more daily.
Wow. And I would do that. My own humble opinion is if you're going to go above 2,000, talk to your doctor, do it with your doctor, and get your levels checked. Fred, you didn't talk yet much about alcohol. How do you counsel your patients in this whole atmosphere about alcohol intake?
Yeah, great question. It's very controversial. I think you hear in the news and read in the various studies, you know, moderate alcohol intake is good, it's bad. I mean, it's kind of back and forth. It seems like every month. I'm still of the opinion that, you know, if people enjoy a glass of wine or two a night, that's okay. I would definitely try to trend them towards one drink a night rather than two drinks a night, because you've got a lot of sugar in there that can create some inflammation as well. I'm quite the lightweight myself. I'm lucky to have one beer a week, but I think for folks that they want to have a wine tonight, I don't give them grief about that or having a beer or two tonight.
So don't start drinking. Don't start drinking as therapy. But if you are a moderate drinker, you're comfortable with it.
I'm comfortable with it as long as the liver function tests are fine. As long as we don't have any major issues in terms of weight gain or fatty liver disease, then I'm okay with people doing it in moderation. The main concern would be if they start to do some binge drinking on the weekends and see a trend that's worse for alcoholism, of course.
And you mentioned you're checking for sleep apnea. You're now doing it at home, which I'm excited about. It seems like the research is saying that may be an accurate way to do it.
Yeah, I think it's a reasonable way to do a pre-screen. We may miss on some cases, of course, but I think, you know, in Colorado, we're a little bit higher altitude. We're going to have probably a higher sensitivity to drop people down when they have some apnea. So I think I probably have a little higher sensitivity in my particular environment. But the problem I have is many patients, I'll say, hey, I want to send you to this particular hospital to do a sleep study, and their insurance doesn't cover it very well, or the copay is high. They've got to make time to go to the hospital and sleep in a foreign environment. So getting them to actually do it can be a challenge. So if you've got a unit in your office and I can send them home with it, and get a basic picture. If it looks scary, then, you know, it's definitely an easy thing to convince them to go in and do a formal SIG study and check CPAP settings to see what's going to work optimally for them.
Exactly.
Don't feel bad.
In Florida, I'm finding the same thing, that a lot of the insurers are not covering the in-hospital or in-sleep center diagnostic that you, they want you first to go home with it.
Right, right. And, you know, I will, in my practice, I have a concierge practice. I just let them take it home for free. I have some patients that just see me on a periodic basis, cash pay, and I'll just charge them a very minimal fee just to help cover the cost of my units and my time to download and process and review the results that I have. I think if you make it reasonably priced and you make it convenient, it's a great asset to the practice and to the patient as well.
All right, we're having a conversation with Dr. Fred Grover, whose website is revolutionarymd.com, about the research that's being done, about the dangers, the vagaries of certain things. Ken and I think, did we ask Fred about this? We were on to this a couple of times, cell phones and what all of the, never mind cell phones, all of the new world order here is to have so much technology around you. I'm sitting in front of three computer screens when I'm on the air. There are people, when Ken's in his office, he's got something in front of him. You've probably got screens in front of you, Fred. Most everybody has these screens, and we've got iPhones, and we have smartphones, and we have iPads, and we have the things that we carry in our pocket, and things that we put in our ear. And what is the impact of all of this stuff on the functions and on the future of one's brain?
Yeah, that's a great question and a tough one to answer. That again has been a fairly controversial subject. I'm sure the cell phone companies are trying to bat down any of the studies that are concerning out there.
Yeah.
But when we look at the PET imaging or the functional MRI imaging of what the brain looks like after you've held it close to your ear, it's clear that things light up in a huge way. And my concern is that taxing the mitochondria and the cells of the brain, is it creating some kind of an inflammatory response, and could there be a risk down the road of cancer, or maybe even some inflammation and amyloid plaque formation? We just don't know at this point, so I can't tell you, but it's definitely a yellow flag for me at this point.
I think what we know more and more about right now is that it definitely affects sleep. This is an area that's actually been studied and documented, that these screens close to bedtime are not good for your sleeping.
No. All of this
right.
Stuff is, oh, man. All right, stand by. Continuing with Dr. Fred Grover, website revolutionarymd.com. You must be getting a lot out of this. This is one of the most important health issues in the country and the world today. 16 minutes before the hour on Good Day Health.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestion out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bobley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need, and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods.
love getting outside, love the hiking, hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
13 before the hour now, our final moments with Dr. Fred Grover, whose website, revolutionarymd.com, is an essential place for you to go if you're learning more. I'm on all over his website and all over the other websites that we've been talking about here. Back to the research that's been done. Seroscan is a company in Denver that has pioneered the brain research. I know when I had my test out there, they used football players as the guide. Now I suppose there would be all kinds of, there's hockey players, there are soldiers that are part of the mix here. They have tens of thousands of brains in their database. How does that play into understanding the individual brain scan, Fred?
Well, we were looking at traumatic brain injury most recently at Seroscan, and the Tug McGraw Foundation was gracious enough to fund a small study of 13 veterans who had suffered TBI over the last 5 to 10 years in Iraq or Afghanistan. We recruited those, and out of the 13, 12 completed the study. And we, of course, had the historical elements of known TBI, traumatic brain injury with a concussion or other pretty major hits to the brain. The SPECT image, which is a microvascular blood flow image, was performed over at Seroscan, which confirmed the presence of a traumatic brain injury to temporal lobe or frontal lobe, whichever region of the brain it may have been. And then we entered them into a study that utilized transcranial, which basically just means light across the skull of the brain, near-infrared light therapy. So it's a cap with a bunch of little LED lights in the near-infrared spectrum. It was applied for 20 minutes, 3 times a week for 6 weeks. And we had just completed the study, I believe it was back in April, reviewed things very recently and got just some amazing results that we're going to hopefully publish in the next couple months here. But in a nutshell, you know, we of course saw improvement in terms of blood flow to the brain with the near-infrared light therapy. And that happens because the light goes through the skull, hits the small vessels in the brain, releases nitric oxide synthetase, which then this particular chemical will dilate and improve blood flow to the far reaches of the brain, will help with neural regeneration, helps with some of the neurotransmitter function. On scan, as mentioned, we'll see some improved blood flow. But symptomatically, the most impressive thing was we saw a huge reduction in depression amongst all the veterans, reduction in irritability, improvement in memory, verbal proficiency was improved, concentration was improved. Just a number of markers were significantly moved along the bar there. And I think this is going to be a really amazing therapy for people that are suffering from mild cognitive impairment or traumatic brain injury down the road.
Isn't it amazing?
Go ahead.
Isn't it amazing how everywhere you turn these days, nitric oxide seems to be showing up as the key, getting the blood around, and that sounds like what you're saying here. You mentioned it as it's this tool makes the nitric oxide usability factor much greater in the brain. It just, I mean, it makes nothing but sense. Blood everywhere.
It's all circulation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm really curious, Doug, to get the doctors from Seroscan who specialize in neuroimaging to review the findings that you had at Mass General Hospital at Harvard.
Yeah, I think I'm going to comment on that. Yeah. All right, Fred, hold on just a second. We got a few more minutes here. Dr. Fred Grover, a genius when it comes to this sort of thing and reversing any problem you may have with Alzheimer's developing or other cognitive disorders. The website is RevolutionaryMD.com, 51 past the hour.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Dr. Fred Grover hasn't visited with us for quite a long time. We need to have him back more often. It's early in the morning where he is in Denver, but it's okay because he's happy to help out people, and that's why his website, RevolutionaryMD.com, is so helpful. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Fred Grover have been talking about the research, been talking about ways to address some of the problems you may be having, a focus on your gut health. What about removing heavy metal toxins? A lot of people think that Alzheimer's and dementia have a connection to aluminum that shows up in your underarm deodorant, the metals that are in the products that dentists use or used to use. Anyway, I don't know if they're still using them. Silver. Ken and I have this ongoing debate about the sorts of things in vaccines. Although most of the mercury has been eliminated, there still is some of it there. So what say you, Dr. Grover, about heavy metal toxins and whether or not those may contribute to the problems of Alzheimer's? Even I read a report once about people who scour their pans, aluminum pans, with a Brillo pad that loosens up the metal agents that are in the pan. You cook with that, and that stuff gets into your system too. Is it that simple and easy to detect this stuff?
It's pretty easy to detect. I will just do a serum heavy metal screen to see if people are at risk for heavy metal poisoning, and Quest and LabCorp can do that. There are some other functional labs that can do hair testing, urine testing, et cetera. You can really go pretty expanded on those panels. But at least doing a basic heavy metal screen is a reasonable thing to do, particularly if you're living in the city and do have some of those exposures. If you're working in a factory that may have some lead or other toxins that you're concerned about, absolutely.
Yeah, I've been on the farm all my life, as you know, and breathing diesel fumes from the tractors. Some people think, well, there's a danger in that. Do you agree with that?
I would say that's a danger. Probably the biggest danger is pesticides on the farm.
Yeah.
And those are so neurotoxic that would be the main thing I'd really want to, you know, stay clear of, and wear a mask and gloves, et cetera, and just don't use it if at all possible.
I want you to know that I've been very reserved today, and I haven't gone off on my toot about football, concussions, and and the hockey and wrestling and soccer and all that other stuff. But you must see people. I mean, there are two different ways of getting this problem. There's the natural sort of way of getting it, and then there's the self-induced playing of football or hockey or some of these horrible other sports that can render your brain into a vegetative state, and all of the things that you do can't be of much value in that circumstance, can they?
In terms of treatment protocols?
Yeah, after you have, you know, you played hockey and you got whacked in the head with a puck, or you played football and you got, you know, tackled so many times, you have concussions galore, those sorts of things, are they more difficult to treat as they lead to Alzheimer's?
It can be much more of a challenge. I think the key is to address things early. And I was just thinking of Tony Dorsett and his condition. I'm not really sure how far along he is, but I would sure hope that we've got room to move the bar in the right direction for him. And I think, again, the whole key is there's no magic drug. There's got to be, you know, that multi-pronged approach. We've really got to, you know, work on, you know, in his case, if it's not been done, balancing the hormones, getting him to meditate if he needs to relax a little bit, getting him to continue exercise and work on reducing the steakhouse visits, et cetera. I think the athletes, when they leave the NFL in particular, continue their diet, which is oftentimes, you know, pretty heavy and a lot of red meats, and they don't exercise like they used to, and they create a lot of inflammation just from the weight gain. And
it's all about inflammation, really, isn't it?
I think if you're going to sum it up, it's about inflammation and blood flow, right?
Yeah, right. Ken, you have a final question. We've got about a minute here.
The way the world's changing in medicine, talk a little bit about how you deliver health care. I understand you don't take insurance, and where is it all going in your practice?
Yeah, thanks, Ken. I got really frustrated with the insurance model about 10 years ago and found that I was pouring my heart out into prevention and functional medicine and spending, you know, quality time, personalized time with my patients and not getting paid a nickel for it. When I looked at it at the end of the day, the gal that cut my hair was doing better because I didn't have the overhead of malpractice and running an office and stacking up people.
So we're sort of out of time, Fred. The bottom line here is that you need to have, that the government needs to be looking at this more seriously than they are in terms of research and treatment. Check out Fred Grover's website, please.
Go
Revolutionary
Sarah.
MD.com, RevolutionaryMD.com. What'd you say?
Go American Pharaoh, the Triple Crown today.
Ah, there you go. All right, Fred.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.